America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Astros win last night 3-1. It's a Football Friday. We'll get back to football in just a little bit. Five reasons I hate you. We'll get to that at 8:25 on the show. I hate the person that texted in and asked Seth to take the foam rubber Sports Radio 610 gigantic ball cap off of the cardboard Twin Peaks girl, because now he's wearing it. If you look, you look on the YouTube.
Is it distracting?
It's the fact that you're not cracking a smile. It's making me, that you look so serious.
This is the hat of serious sports takes.
It is. Yeah, that's true. Just, you got a big brain going on.
There's no frivolity allowed in here, Sean. Not when I'm wearing this hat.
That's how big a container you needed to hold all the hot takes.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. It corrals everything and keeps it focused.
I got you.
Dense. Keeps my brain dense.
No, you're good.
I'm never denser than when I have this big, giant foam rubber cap on my head.
That's the most accurate thing you've said the whole show.
Yes.
You're most dense right now.
Yes.
I agree. Yusei Kikuchi last night, not dense. The Astros win 3-1. Kikuchi didn't get the win, but the Astros won in the ninth consecutive start that Kikuchi's had. The Astros are 9-0 in games that Kikuchi has pitched, which the message there is he's given them an opportunity. Yeah, turn it around backwards.
Colin Coward wouldn't approve of this.
No,
I got my foam hat on backwards.
Yeah. Immature.
I don't look as respectable now.
No, you don't. 9-0 when Kikuchi starts games. Here's Joe Espada on Yusei Kikuchi.
You know, what, 9-0 when he pitches? You know, he uses all his pitches. You know, he throws strikes. He's a competitor. You know, the guys love playing behind him. You know, we expect to win every single time he's on the mound. He just kind of have brought a different, when he goes in the mound, it's just his attitude. It's just, you feel it, the energy, you feel it. So he's been really, really good. But the only mistake he made was that first hitter of the game. And then after that, nine punchies. Really good.
Nine punchies. I like that.
I don't like it. It's a little too whimsical for me,
I
Sean.
I don't know.
There's one thing I'm about. Hardcore, serious sports talk.
I can tell.
Punchy is place in my circle of swarm for punchies.
You can see it in your eyes and your head, yes.
I will say, honestly, there is an element to Kikuchi where take away war, this, that, the other thing. I think that there's just something in your gut that however we felt about Jose Abreu's presence on this team and how it was affecting everybody else, it's the opposite with Kikuchi.
Yeah.
I think that Kikuchi is very much, man, he stepped right in and he's, okay, this is an Astro. He could have been playing in 2017, 2018, 2019.
He's an Astro.
He would have been, yes.
He's one of us.
Yeah, and Abreu, it's not a slight against Abreu whatsoever. I would never do that while wearing this hat. Abreu just got old, but it wasn't just his lack of performance. It was the way he affected everybody else in the lineup and just an overall vibe about things.
Kikuchi's been, I think you're right, the opposite. Like, if anything, there's been the opposite vibe. Like, his vibe is pervasive in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's... Yeah. Jackie Goss, our good friend of the show, he tweeted this to us when we talked about the Astros earlier in the show. It's a strong take by Jackie right here. Strong, relatable take, because I bet there's a lot of our audience that feels this way. I don't want this is Jackie talking here, tweeted this to us. I don't want this Kikuchi winning streak to be a topic in the postseason. He needs to lose his final regular season start. And I replied to him, I said, strong take, you're going to get acknowledged here in a minute. You know what, Ben, let's acknowledge Jackie Goss. He's a wrestling fan. He can appreciate that. Jackie replied, and he said, you know, nothing crazy.
Right, right.
You know, just like seven innings pitched, gives up a couple earned runs, but they lose.
A good performance, but in a loss because the bats didn't help him out.
That's right.
Maybe on a day where they decide to rest all the veterans, the last day of a series or some afternoon game. Yeah,
something like that.
Just get it out of the way.
Do you agree with that?
I don't feel like Kikuchi is a guy that's necessarily necessarily is affected by that. He's just been, because all we've seen of him is that he's an absolute machine.
Yeah.
That I don't worry about it. That I think it's nice to have those wins, but we know pitcher wins are, you know, they're barely talked about except when it's extreme these days. So I don't think it's something that it's going to affect his operation out there on the mound or something. He's going to start pressing too hard. I don't think so.
Yep. I would agree with that. Now the Astros are getting contributions from guys they picked up since the trade deadline. Kikuchi was a trade deadline pickup. They got Hector Neris off the scrap heap after the Cubs let him go. They got Jason Hayward off of the scrap heap after the Dodgers let him go. These guys are making contributions right now. Neris last night, Hayward made a sliding catch to end the game. Hayward's been
Swarm.
Nice for what he is.
Hayward would be like Swarm. An honorary member of the Circle of Swarm,
I think. He is.
Just honorary.
Honorary.
Yeah.
Here is Joe Espada on some of these other guys contributing to the team.
You know, they've been really good on the baseball field for me, more also in the clubhouse. They bring a different dynamic. Their personalities are different, and they have matched really well with our players. But it also gives me the ability to, make some moves and pinch it for certain guys, some matchups that I like more than others. It gives me the ability to do some stuff, but you know, they have embraced that role and they have excelled in those roles.
A couple of people pointing out, by the way, that it might have just been a spot his accent, that he calls it a punch. He was saying punches, but it sounded kind of like punchies.
I thought he said punchies. I like punchies.
I don't like it.
You don't?
Sean, I am a man that strives for 100% ultimate seriousness.
I know
you're
very serious.
I'm not one of these Yahoo fun time sports radio hosts.
That's very clear right
not
now.
Not your shock jock that you want so much
I know,
me to be.
I know.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I wish you would embrace the punchies, but instead, you're this super serious baseball guy over there.
I have a hard time finding hats that fit and look good because I've got this Trevor Lawrence horse face, you know. I've got a long face and baseball caps don't do great for that. I feel like I might have found the one that frames my face properly.
It looks pretty good.
So I could wear this in a business meeting and people would be like, yeah, it looks like it makes sense.
Are you going out to lunch today after the show? You should wear that.
I wish I could be that person that enjoys like being a spectacle
that
in public. No, I can't.
That's
I can't.
Not your deal.
Like I get caught in a even like on Halloween day if I have to go to a costume party or something, I hate it. Like if I have to go in and grab some coffee wearing my Pirates of the Caribbean outfit, I hate it.
Oh, I remember that when you emceed the Halloween party a couple years ago.
The problem was I had Jesse do the eyeliner on me, and she did it like I was a beautiful lady. It wasn't like Johnny Depp style.
Oh, for Captain
like
Jack.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It looked like I had actually put a lot of time into it, and I was really trying to make my eyes pop.
Jack
or something.
Sparrow, right?
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. Yeah. The leadership part that Espada was talking about there, that was something they talked about with Hector Neris leaving.
Yeah.
Like he was like the spokesperson almost for all the
Latin American players.
Yeah.
Hector Neris going back. It was always a guy that would get all the Latin American players in the organization together for a dinner during spring training and kind of tell them and give them an indoctrination almost. Yeah. He had a leadership above and beyond whatever his contributions were on the field.
Yeah.
Like a George Springer light, almost.
Yes. Yeah. And Hayward has always been thought of as that type of player, too. Really good pickups by Dana Brown. Our GMs are cooking in this town right now, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Dana Brown, the Kikuchi trade, Dana Brown is, he would never do this, but he should, maybe, like a big middle finger to everybody who was telling him how dumb that trade was.
At some point.
9-0.
Okay, so we feel pretty good about the GMs in town right now.
I feel great about all three of them
At some point, the city of Houston might be getting an NHL team, and then we're going to have to start schooling ourselves up on who the GM that
they
need to
have. That's
true.
And
I will be angry about whichever guy I choose, because I've long wanted that guy whose name I don't even know yet.
Right, right.
It's probably like
or
something.
We should, because you're right. They're voting on this pretty soon, this hockey stuff.
Yeah, and the Houston's one of the favorites to land an NHL expansion team.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, my brother lives in Denver. My brother's a big-time hockey guy now. He lives in Denver. But he said one thing that happens is, because in the oil and gas industry, they don't embrace the working from home or remotely stuff like other industries right now. There are a lot of people that come from either Canada or Colorado or elsewhere who are hardcore hockey fans who live in Houston, who have to live in Houston. And there's perhaps more of a burgeoning There's more of a fan base, like a built-in fan base, than you might realize for a southern city.
I've probably underestimated that. Yeah. I'm one of the people that's probably I'm one of the people that's skeptical about hockey in this town.
This is a city that's grown like fourfold in the last several decades. There's a lot of transplants from elsewhere around the country that there might be more of a burgeoning hockey demand than there was back in the day.
Yeah, I fully acknowledge that I might and probably am wrong on that, and I'm hoping I'm wrong. I like hockey. Said it many times. I was a Hartford Whalers season ticket holder growing up. Yeah. I used to love NHL hockey. I just don't follow it as close because it's for what you and I do. It's empty calories.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like we've only got so much time to dish to the audience on what they want to hear.
Get her done, Tillman.
Like the Circle of
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Swarm. This is how you know the Circle of Swarm is popping. And Seth and I, if you missed it, we did it at 7:20 today. Only six. We each pick three, and it's the swarmiest players on the Texans heading into week three.
Right now.
Coming off of what they, at this very moment, the swarmiest. We actually have texts of people saying we were wrong.
Oh, who'd we miss?
That's how you know. Daniil Hunter, someone says. He almost killed Caleb Williams. He should be in the Circle of Swarm.
People are reading a little too much into that, because it was, what it was back in the day, he would have killed Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
But because he had to do the flying squirrel, don't hit him directly in the back, lead with the helmet.
He did
all of that.
A great job.
It was right. It was a clean and legal
helmet
hit.
Up.
But it wasn't as big a hit. I think it was more impressive visually than it was a huge hit.
It was especially impressive visually from where we sit.
Yeah.
Because we're on the side. We the press box, and those of you in the stadium know this already, but we're way up high on the side behind the Texans bench.
Yeah.
And he came from that side. He was lined up over the right tackle. And gave him a Euro step move. The tackle completely whiffed. On Daniil Hunter. And Daniil Hunter, it looked so impressive from where we were, Seth, because it looked like we were watching the back of Superman's cape.
Yeah.
You know, like it looked from where we were and being way up high, too.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he dove in, like flying squirrel, like people were saying. Like he was the flying squirrel. That's
the,
what it looked like.
The right tackle for them. That's right, right? Yeah, Darnell Wright. The
former first round.
That was one of the ones I was pointing out to Bears fans. Like, hey, your brilliant Wonder Boy GM there could have drafted C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you must not realize that they got guys like Darnell Wright along with Caleb Williams, who's probably going to be just as good as C.J. anyway. I'm watching Darnell Wright in that game look like he shouldn't even be on the practice squad versus Daniil Hunter.
Yep.
That was embarrassing.
Yep.
That poor kid, he's got to live with that the rest of his life.
Yeah, man.
He's got to live with that feeling.
Got memed. Got dunked on.
Yeah. Stiff-legged
Postered.
And stupid.
He got posterized by Daniil Hunter.
I think the hit that was really more impressive was when both Daniil and Will hit Caleb early in the game.
Yeah. They high-load him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Someone's asking, is D'Amico in the Circle of Swarm?
No, there's no coaches in the Circle
only.
Of Swarm.
And D'Amico would accept that.
And
too.
There's only six players allowed. You guys are going to be angry a lot because as of right now, I think, there's more than six guys who are worthy of being in the Circle of Swarm.
Only six.
It's not an insult if you're left out of it. It's not like the Circle of Trust.
Right.
In the Circle of Trust, if you're left out, it means we don't trust you.
Literally.
This
don't
is
trust
more,
you.
This is, these are the six swarmiest players on the Texans through the first 2 weeks of the season.
How can Mario Edwards be outside the circle? Dude has way outperformed expectations. It's not the it's not the circle of overachievement.
Yeah.
It's the circle of swarm.
A congeniality award or something?
Right.
Like, what are you talking? What are we even doing here?
And for those who missed it, maybe I should read the names and that'll get people even more triggered.
Yeah.
Nico Collins, deserved.
Yeah.
Azeez Alshire. Took on the entire Chicago sideline in a fight. Kamari Lassiter, rookie, should have had two picks, swarmy as hell. Jalen Petrie nearly decapitated Cole Kmet.
That was a big swarm play.
That was a huge swarm play.
Yeah.
And he had a few of those, man. He's had a few so far this season. C.J. Stroud. How is C.J. Stroud not swarm? He's the one that says, Texas! Dolphins?
Yeah.
Swarm.
And because he's played a selfless brand of quarterback the last couple
that
weeks.
That he's probably been proud
more,
of.
Way more about the team than worrying about what his stats are or anything else like that. Yeah, that he's done. He's done what he's supposed to do when teams just do everything they can to take away
can't
the deep ball.
Can't say as that's always been the case at the quarterback position in this town.
Yeah, like right now there is no how can you leave this guy off.
And Kaimi is in there now because you go kick six 50-yard field goals.
After one of your offensive linemen makes it 5 yards harder than it should have been.
Right.
That's the other thing about the circle of swarm is that there's not an offensive lineman in there right now, and they've got a hill to climb up. They got to be a lot more consistent and dependable than they have been right now.
I don't want to be dismissive of people saying Mario Edwards, Danielle Hunter, like these are all worthy names.
Yeah,
but there can only be six.
They're not the swarmiest right now. Plus, listen, okay,
it doesn't mean they're not swarmy. It means on a team of swarmers, they're not the swarmiest.
I'm going to tell you guys right now. Yeah, seven sacks is awesome and everything. I'm not going to give a defensive lineman that's my favorite position group on the team, obviously.
Yeah.
In a game where you blitz almost every single play, that's not the defensive line getting it done. That's the entire defense getting it
done.
Correct. Yeah. So, no, not I the defensive line will get more swarms when they have a game where they, like the Vikings have done this year. The Vikings used to blitz a lot last year. This year, they're getting it done with a four-man pass rush. If they get six or seven sacks doing it largely with a four-man pass rush, then yeah, those guys are going to be on the swarm list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, getting a sack with a blitz, it's easier.
I love this. People are like, there's a few people like legitimately agitated.
Yeah.
Your baseball circle of trust usually has 5 to 10 people. Okay, first of all, it has way more than 5 to 10 people on a good Astros team. But anyways, your baseball circle of trust usually has 5 to 10 people in it. No cap on the number. If a football team is twice as big, y'all need to increase the number. 6 is stupid. 10 is better. That's how you know this segment's hitting. Someone thinks the number is stupid. It's not the circle of trust, though.
Right. It's not an insult to be left out of it. This is like saying, you're the guy that wants to give a game ball to everybody on the damn
team. Thank you. Yes.
You are the guy that wants to give a game ball to everybody. Think of this as more of like a game ball, but more of like based on overall swarminess.
Yes.
Not even the best performance in the game.
No.
It's not that. It's like, oh, who had the swarmiest? Like, Jalen Petrie got the nod over a couple other guys who had really good games just because he had that gigantic hit.
Yes.
You know, Alshire, same way. The hit on Caleb Williams, that probably put him over the top.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not...
It's the swarmiest.
Yeah, it's just, you gotta make that distinction in your brain. It's not the circle of trust.
Yeah.
It's the circle of swarm.
Yeah.
We're not giving game balls out to everybody. there's 53 players on the roster and a practice squad. Why can't the circle of swarm be everybody, including the guys on IR?
Last text, and we gotta get out. You guys may have already done this, but have y'all spoken about Aziz's attitude and toughness he brings to the team? I feel he's single-handedly changing the mentality of the defense to one of real toughness. Sir or ma'am, we did mention it. We did it in a segment called The Circle of Swarm.
Yes.
In 720 at 720.
720 every Friday.
That's when we did
during
it.
During football season.
720 every Friday, and it has people fired up this morning. All right. 5 reasons I hate you. I think this is a segment that we can all get on the same side of. 5 reasons I hate you, Minnesota Vikings edition.
I'm looking forward to this one.
It's going
to
be a good one, I promise you. And that's coming up.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.